Hans and Gress, ka eat with the shoe ye, we ka shook a ye tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta ka na kaya ha an e kak, gunish cheese.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Alaska Airlines Club 49. Membership information available at club49hub.com.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Gunav cheese, hawa, toisig nusum, salama, thank you. Welcome to a special half-hour Tuesday of Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan on community-supported KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. You can also join us on our live stream for behind-the-scenes look in the studio, and you want that today, you can go to YouTube at kto.org/JPMLive or on KTO's Instagram and Facebook pages. Today, we've got the Rain Dogs live in the studio for some tunes and a little talk, but mostly rock. The Rain Dogs are working on their album Shake and have also partnered with Devil's Club Brewing on their own recipe, the Rain Dog Pilsner, to help make the album happen. We'll hear some tunes and talk with the band. Then at the bottom of the hour, you can catch the season premiere episode of Culture Rich Conversations with Christina Michelle and Al Boogie. They're diving into the latest updates, sharing what's coming next, and setting the stage for a new season of rich, engaging dialogue. But now, it is time for some Rain Dogs live from the red carpet stage right here in Studio 2K at KTOO. Take it away, Rain Dogs.
You're not
That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, that is Jacob, Avery, Anna, and Keenan, the Rain Dogs, live here on Juno Afternoon. We also have in the studio with us Evan from Devil's Club Brewing. You are listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. You can also join us on our live stream on KTOO's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages. You can even leave a comment or say hi to the dogs here in the studio. And they have a really cool event. It's coming up this Saturday. It is going to be the 25th. It's going to be at Devil's Club downstairs. They will be headlining a concert celebrating the launch of the Rain Dog Pilsner, a collective effort to get the band back into the studio for their album Shake, which they are recording downstairs here at KTOO with producer Justin Smith, who has produced some other local artists, Josh Fortenberry. I think he's working with Taylor. I think he's working with all kinds of people. So it's really cool. But Gunnath Cheesh, it's so great to have you all in here. Gunnath Cheesh, hi, yeah, thank you, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let me turn down your reverb so you sound like you're in the studio. Yeah, for sure. Jacob, how are you?
I'm great.
Excellent.
Yeah, cooking.
Avery, say hi really loud from the
hey,
back.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, there's Avery. And Keenan over there on the drums.
Yo!
Gonna cheese, Keenan. Well, well. You're in the corner of the picture here on the stream. My webcam's not even big enough for y'all, which is kind of cool. Gosh, where do we begin? Let's start with just the formation of this band, Anna. This started only a few years ago, but you guys are sort of taking Juno by storm a little bit. Tell me how this band got started.
Well, it started with just Keenan and I, and we went by, we did Folk Fest 3 years ago? 2023. And we were going by Keenan and Anna because there's a lot of A's and N's in there. And then we convinced Jacob to join us. He first said no.
I don't want to play bass.
Yeah. He didn't play bass, but then he learned it. And then Avery was filling in for Jacob on bass because he's a world traveler. He goes away often. And he was in Antarctica, I think. And then Avery filled in. And then I was like, hey, you want to stay?
Nice. Okay. Jacob, what is your primary instrument?
I started playing guitar, so I've played guitar since I was a kid.
Okay.
But now I would say bass. 2 years ago, I would say guitar.
Right, for sure. Yeah, 2 years ago. So it's been pretty rapid, right? And you already have, you had one EP that you put out with like 4 songs on it, I think. Mm-hmm. So this album that you're working on, Shake, I heard from Justin that it has 9 songs. Mm-hmm. So this is your first full-length album. Is it all original material, Anna?
Yeah, it'll be all original material. And everything that's on there, there's only one of our like original songs since we formed. But everything else is like pretty new within the past like 8 months or so.
Wow. Okay, what's the one you just played for us?
That one's called Slow Lane.
Slow Lane. Is that a new song?
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds really good. I love that. Evan, didn't you think that sounded good?
That was pretty nice. That was the first time I've heard it. That was very exciting.
Rocking our Studio K here at KTOO. It's kind of fun. So that's great. So where do the songs germinate? Like, do they come from, is it a riff that somebody happens to come up with? And then, like, who's writing the lyrics mostly?
Mostly I'll write the lyrics. There's usually what happens is I'll come in with like a couple riffs and the lyrics, and then Keenan will get on the whiteboard, and then Avery will be like, well, what if we do this guitar part? And then so everyone ends up contributing. So it's like I bring in just like kind of the little bit of a skeleton, and then everyone all together makes it into a full-formed human song.
Because I don't know if this is you or if this was the Devil's Club marketing team, but I want to find out. I want to get to the root of this, because indie sad girl pump rock, where did that come
punk.
From?
Punk.
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 Pop punk.
Pop punk.
Oh, yeah.
Pop punk. Okay.
That was not Devil's Club.
That was actually Keenan. It came from Keenan's brain because I wanted to be called Harley Harley because that's my dog's name. And then they like drinking beer. So they said that Rainier was really cool and the rain dogs would work, both him and Jacob.
I see. So you kept the dog inspiration, got in the Rainier beer thing there, yeah. And then kind of came up with the rain dogs. Is indie sad girl pop punk? Is that a genre, Keenan? Are you making it? We can hear you. Go ahead. Speak loud.
I think that genres never really made it this far north. So every show we play, someone's like, "I love indie rock. Oh, I love prog rock. Oh, I love technical melodic whatever." And so we've always kind of wavered around on what genre you want to call us, but
you're just making it as you go, right?
Yeah, but I think it's not wrong to call it indie pop punk, which is an oxymoron to say, yeah. Indie pop, but it really is kind of this accumulation of all of our backgrounds, because you know we played different things growing up, and so we have this amalgamation of different genres.
Yeah, because I was actually downstairs getting a preview of a tune from Justin, and it's an interesting thing because he was telling me, oh, listen to this part, like it gets really slow, kind of melodic kind of thing, but then it like ramps up and gets really loud and kind of wild. And I think your shows kind of get that way too, right? Like the crowd probably gets quiet and then they start jumping up and down and going crazy, right? Inside one song, which is kind of cool. So how are those, I don't really, there's not beats, it's not rap, but like how do those melodies and rhythms come out for you guys? Jacob.
Well, the first one goes boom, boom. How do they come out? Like, how does it feel, or how do we feel like we're doing it?
No, how do you get? How do you get to? I'm talking about like the creation of a song. Like, how do you guys write your music? I know Anna's described it a little bit. She'll come in with like a riff, and then. But do y'all sit in the room and just kind of keep jiving around until you figure something out, or what?
Yeah, a lot of times the way we start is we'll come in with whatever and we just jam on the chorus. And we're like, let's just jam on it. And Keenan kind of figures out a drum part. And then inevitably we just are being silly and we'll be like, slow it down or play it really fast or
cool.
Like hit it with the reggae beat. That one hasn't stuck yet.
Okay, cool. Well, let's hear another tune and then we'll talk about this cool event that's happening on Saturday and how that came about. So we'll let Jacob get back up there. Let me turn the instruments back on here and give Anna some reverb. There we go, get you some reverb in there. And then we'll turn these down right there. Okay, what's this one gonna be called, Anna?
This one's called Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. This is an awesome local Juno band, the Rain Dogs, live here on Juno Afternoon from the red carpet stage.
Us making out on your bed, trusting what some birds say that are never enough. Loving is way too hard. Loving is way too hard. Time I fall in love, I let it slip through the cracks. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Every time I fall in love, I like to ruin it. Crash and burn, mockingbird. old-fashioned bird, mockingbird. Doing things I can't undo. This time, what can I say? I'm not used to being loved from afar. There must be something wrong. Why would you hold out for me? So I freak out and my head speak to the birds. Let 'em sing, would ya? Love me if I was a worm. Would you forgive me? I'm food for the birds. Time I fall in love, I like to ruin it. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Every time I fall in love, I let it slip through the cracks. Crash and burn, mockingbird. Crash and burn, mockingbird.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Woo! That is the Rain Dogs live here on Juno Afternoon on KTOO. It is a song called Mockingbird. Is that going to be on the new album too?
Yes.
That's going to be on the new album too. That is so cool. That is going to be pretty, pretty nice. Let me just take these down here for a second. Okay, so I heard a rumor. So there's this cool, I'm going to show this picture of Anna pouring stuff into into a thing. So apparently, we're going to get to what all that is because I don't know. But you have an addiction. Not an addiction. You have a... Well, your addiction might be to beer, yeah. But unfortunately, you have an intolerance to gluten.
Yeah, it's okay. Really unfortunate. It's,
especially if you love beer that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So this collaboration, this thing that's happening on Saturday night, it's the Saturday, October 25th. It's going to be at the Devil's Club downstairs. The Rain Dogs are going to be headlining a concert. It's going to celebrate the launch of their own Pilsner, the Rain Dog. It's an effort to also help the band get back into the studio, which they are now, to finish off their album, which is going to be coming out hopefully in what, 2026?
Yes, I think Justin said something about the spring.
Springtime. Okay, get it all mixed and everything. But you're recording now. It's called Shake, so you can be on the lookout for that. You can find their other music on all the streaming services and all that. So, Anna, how did this, and this is where Evan's going to come in, how did this collaboration happen? Whose idea was it to be like, well, I'm allergic to gluten, but I want to have my beer, and like, what happened? How did this come about?
Good question. We mostly just wanted an elaborate excuse to hang out with the Rain Dogs.
You're not actually addicted to gluten, are you?
No.
No. You are. Okay.
We reached out to the band. I mean, Anna, little fun fact, Anna works at the brewery, which
okay.
is also a weird place to work if you have a gluten intolerance.
Yeah, that would be weird.
But so we've obviously known Anna for a long time, and we... therefore knew about the Rain Dogs early on. I've always been
big supporters and just big fans, and we're mostly just trying to ride their coattails all the way to the top.
I mean, who wouldn't want to? They're exactly. awesome. Yeah.
And so we got in touch and wanted to see if there's anything that they were working on, anything we could help out with. We wanted to just collaborate with them in some way. And we had talked to Anna a lot in the past about making a cider or a seltzer or something that she could drink, because we knew that she drank those because she drinks them after her shift because she can drink them. But we didn't know that she actually loves beer. We just assumed she just didn't know anything about beer. But she used to be able to drink beer, so, and she loved it. So we were like, oh, well, we can make a gluten-reduced beer. And then that was kind of like, oh.
So that process Damn. Is so, I mean, I was joking about pouring the stuff in the thing, but tell me a little bit about what that is that you're doing there, Anna.
Yeah, the stuff in the thing.
What is the stuff, Anna? Do you remember what the stuff is?
This is like a pop quiz that I wasn't ready for. Oats.
Barley.
Close.
Yeah.
And it's, there was hops we put in there too, but we didn't do a whole bag of the hops. We just did a little bit of the hops.
That's right.
Okay, so Evan, how do you get a gluten-reduced beer, especially with a cool microbrewery like Devil's Club?
Totally. So you can actually add an enzyme that breaks down the gluten.
Okay.
Yeah, we almost said glucose. The gluten.
Yeah.
And so it's not a gluten-free product because it starts with ingredients that contain gluten,
mm-hmm.
but we can reduce those to the point where Anna can chug it.
Mm-hmm.
I see. It's interesting because I know, like, I learned this about, because I don't drink beer either. I quit that in high school. But I do like the seltzers, but I always thought, oh, they have so much sugar. But then I was explained to somebody, like, well, actually, they use a ton of sugar in the seltzer, but it gets burned off, and that's how they become, you know, sugar-free, or they don't really have too much sugar in them, but the sweetness is still there.
Yeah.
So is it the same kind of process, like you're burning off most of the gluten, or it's sort
of... Similar, yeah. You're adding something that is basically breaking down the gluten.
Okay.
And so it's a nicer way to make something that's gluten-reduced than using something that doesn't contain gluten, because it's really hard to make a delicious beer without using barley.
And yeah, yeah.
So it's a nicer end product that's not gluten-free. Like, we wouldn't recommend someone with celiacs to consume a gluten-reduced product. But it got to the point where Anna needed it to be. So that yeah. And that was the goal.
That's all. Okay, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So then you decided to have this, obviously making an album. You all have day jobs. Rain Dogs isn't your full-time thing yet, right?
Yeah.
But so you want to make an album that costs a lot of money, right? Like, you have to raise how much does an album cost, do you think?
We did a spreadsheet. Avery, do you want to come over here and talk about your little spreadsheet?
Yeah, Avery, come over and talk about the little spreadsheet.
Yeah, I did make a spreadsheet. Yeah, I mean, everything that is involved with just getting the songs recorded up to that point, you know, could cost about $10,000.
Wow.
Between studio time, mixing and mastering. And that's before you even have, you know, physical product like a CD.
Yeah.
So beyond that, yeah, we were hoping to be able to fund a run of, you know, physical copies of the album.
Yeah.
CDs, vinyl. I don't know, maybe there's some people out there who still listen to cassette tapes, but
yes,
yeah, cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So this is gonna be, yeah, that was my question, because I just got a record player and I want to make sure that I have a vinyl of the Rain Dogs, right?
Ooh.
So you're gonna do vinyl?
Yeah, that's something I'm really excited about.
That's yes. gonna be so awesome. Okay, so this event is it's the Rain Dogs concert and beer launch. It's happening this Saturday, October 25th. Downstairs at Devil's Club, that's 234 Front Street. It goes from 7 o'clock to 9:30. It is 21+. But I know you guys do some underage shows a lot too, right?
Yeah, we just were in Anchorage actually doing one to help fundraise for Dark Days,
okay,
which happens in on the sum the winter solstice.
The winter solstice. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome. Okay. So, and you're downstairs, like we said before, you're downstairs here at KTO working with producer Justin Smith. Where are you at in the process of the record? Have you laid down most of the tracks, or where are you at now? You got to do some vocal stuff?
Yeah, I have to do vocal overdubs. Avery has to do guitar solo parts over the top. Keenan has some bell parts he needs to put down and some cymbal swells. We might redo certain parts that
but little pieces here and there.
We have 8 of the 9 songs recorded, and which is awesome because the 9th song that we need to record is a little bit heavy on my vocals. So maybe we'll wait a little bit.
Saving it for the end. Yeah. All right. Well, we got time for one more song before we got this shortened Juno afternoon today. It's going to be, we're ending here at 3:30 because after this, you can catch the season premiere episode of Culture Rich Conversations with Christina Michelle and Al Boogie as they dive into the latest updates, sharing what's coming next and setting the stage for their new season. But we want to finish the show strong here with the Rain Dogs. They're going to play one more song for us. It'll probably fade out near the end. What's this song called, Anna?
This song's called Company of Nothing.
Company of Nothing. All right, let me get everything reset back up here. This has been the Rain Dogs on Juno Afternoon. You can catch them again this Saturday. And where do we go for more to follow you, Anna?
You can follow us on Reverb.
Yeah, sorry. Let me turn it down a second. Go ahead.
Yeah. We have an Instagram under the Rain Dogs AK, no spaces. And then we also have Spotify under the Rain Dogs.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to let them play the whole song for the stream, and we'll go out here on the radio at 3:30. This is going to be Company of Nothing from the Rain Dogs. This has been Juno Afternoon on KTOO. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. If I moved across the country, would you move with me? If I moved right back, would you stay? How do I tell you I'm falling out of love with myself, and that you don't taste quite as sweet as you used to? But maybe nothing does. Nothing might be sweeter than you. Maybe nothing does. Nothing might be sweeter than you, like being alone, like looking up tree trunks, holding granite chunks, waiting in cold water, waiting to die in love. Oh, to die in love with the company. Oh, never know grave in company of no one. With the company, oh, never know grave in company of nothing. Oh, to die in love. Oh, to die in love. Oh, did I in love, in love, in love. Would you go to church when I'm not around? Would you pray to God that nothing has me now? I hope to be happy with nothing on my own, craving the company of things I've never known. I hope to go to church to burn the whole thing down. I hope to find myself, and that you don't taste quite as sweet.
sweet as you used to. How do I tell you I'm cheating on you with the company of no one, and that you don't taste quite as sweet as you used to? Tell you I'm falling out of love with myself, and that you don't taste quite as sweet as you used to. How do I tell you I'm cheating on you with the company of no one, and that you don't taste quite as sweet?
Rain Dogs on Juno Afternoon. That's it for the live stream. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you, Rain Dogs. Woo! Thank you.